Glennis.
Hey, it's Joelle from Bank of Cardiff again.
My phone died on you in the car. I apologize.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, I figured it probably died or something.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so yeah, what are you looking to do right now?
We're trying to expand, and we're also trying to open up a second location. We're in the middle of trying to do that.
Oh, nice. Location. And then where's this second location going to go? Pretty close by or on the other side?
It'd actually be like in the mall.
In the mall? Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like in the food court or something?
The food court, yes, ma'am.
Nice. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And so what would you need? Would you need some equipment and also some capital to kind of start everything up?
Mm-hmm. Nice. Exactly. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And do you know what type of equipment you need?
What kind of what now?
What pieces of equipment you're looking to buy?
I know you need like an ice maker, a countertop, Quest.
What's the name of the thing with this?
A hot food warmer, two of those, freezer, and two fryers, and a grill.
Fryer, grill.
And that's it.
Okay. And do you already have a vendor you're looking to buy this from?
Do we have a vendor we're looking to buy it from yet?
No,
we looked at some places. Do you have? Yes, we do. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you do? Okay, nice. Who are you looking to buy it from?
Can we get the name? What's the name of the people? I'm sorry.
No worries.
One second, he's trying to find the paper with the name on it. We need the correct name.
Okay. You can just send that paper to me later. Is that like the quote?
It's Hot Food Service Equipment.
Hot Food Service Equipment? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And do you already have like a quote or like a list of invoice for it?
You have a quote. We don't. Well, we can get them some itemized thing for us.
Okay.
I can send it to you.
Perfect. Yes, that's what I would need. And then, do you know how much it's going to cost you?
Do you know how much it's going to cost yet?
We're trying to
stay. About 5,000. We're trying to stay under 10.
Okay. Okay.
Do you guys deal with used equipment?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. And they do say used equipment, so we can get used equipment. We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah, we do used and new. So. Mm-hmm. So you can, whatever you guys decide on, you guys can do some shopping later, online or whatever, and then you can just send the quote or invoice for whichever pieces you decide on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then other than the equipment, how much capital are you looking for?
Well, we really don't have a set price. We're just trying to build a relationship with somebody. So they help us right now and also in the future if needed.
Okay, awesome. That's what we can do for you. A lot of our customers come back for whenever they open like another location or a different business and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the good thing is, what I'll do is I'll run some numbers and see what you guys would qualify for, both equipment and capital, because we can split up the loan that way, so you can get more money or you can stretch out the loan longer because of the equipment side.
Okay.
Alright,
so you'll give me a call back?
Oh, no, no, I have a few more questions, and I'm going to send you the application after that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then is this second location also going to be selling the same thing, same type of food?
Yes, ma'am, soul food. Soul food, yes, ma'am.
Soul food? Okay, nice. Alright. And then how would you rate your credit?
Fair.
Fair, okay. Like, national average is about 680. Do you think you're around that?
Probably below.
Okay.
And if a cosigner is needed, I can also get a cosigner if I would have to have one.
Okay.
That wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, no worries. I don't think we'll need one, but if I do, I'll let you know.
Okay.
And then... What was your gross annual sales like last year?
What now, ma'am?
What was your gross sales?
Gross sales. Let me get the correct number for you.
All right.
What's the gross? What was our gross in sales? 85.
Okay. And that's for this year?
That was this year or both years or what you doing? Previous year, our first year.
Okay. How's this year looking for you guys?
How about this year right here? It's looking pretty good. What number would you get? For the whole year, about 130.
About 130?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, nice. Not too bad. Okay, and then are you applying anywhere else right now?
Have you applied anywhere else right now? No. Have you applied anywhere else? No. No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Okay. And then what bank do you guys usually use?
What bank do you want to use? The Regions or the Bank of America?
Bank of America?
Bank of America.
Okay. Okay, so basically the equipment is for the, so you don't know how much capital you'll need. You just kind of jumpstart everything yet?
That's right, yes ma'am.
Okay, no worries.
Whatever we can get approved for will be fine with us.
Okay, all right, sounds good. And have you had a working capital loan before?
No ma'am.
No? Okay. So I'm going to give you kind of like a highlight of the two programs so you can kind of know what we offer you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is the equipment financing. So mm-hmm. How it works is basically it's 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. You can think of it kind of like a car loan. The rates usually starts in the mid low single digits. And then we have the working capital side, which is just straight capital, unsecured. And it basically what we do is we're going to deposit the money straight into your account.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you can use it for whatever you need. And then the term is either daily, weekly, or monthly payments, depending on what you qualify for.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send over the application right now. I have Queenie's Southern Kitchen, 2015, at, let's see what this is, at gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and send that over to you. What I'll need for the application is just the application, which is about 2 pages.
Mm-hmm.
6 most recent months of business bank statement, most recent tax return. And then also for your customers, do they pay you by credit card most of the time?
Some do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you think it's more than about 20% of your sales a month?
Probably right at 20.
Right around 20, okay. So then just to show, more sales to strengthen your file, I would just need the last 4 months of the merchant statement.
Okay.
And I'll put this all in the email so you don't have to write it down or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yes, ma'am.
And then I'll send it over to you now. And then do you know when you might be able to get everything into me?
Well, it's right at lunchtime, so I know it's going to be probably after 3 o'clock today.
Okay, no worries. I'll look out for it today, and then we'll touch base once I get it or tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.